local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And one last hour before we send you on your way. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative, we are local, and we are dependable. Let's see. Steve, how are you?
I am doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. That's the way we probably should have started this hour, but without my But yeah, so Steve, I do want to, just in case, because sometimes we cut it close towards the end of the hour, but I will remember to do this if we have time. I just wanted to take a moment to thank you very much for being around these past 6 days that we've been doing this show together, because Joe had something come up. I never knew what it was, didn't ask, but... I know that he was, you know, obviously out for a week. And, you know, we will sometimes do this show together to kind of batten down the hatches for a day or two at a time. But, right. I mean, a week and then some is obviously a whole new breed.
Yeah, so it's been fun for me.
Yeah, no, and it has been great. And I appreciate you being around and really picking everything up by its bootstraps. I appreciate that. 6:12 here. We'll get right into our top three stories. Let's see. President Biden's family urging him to stay in the 2024 race following his shaky debate performance last week. Biden discussed the future of his reelection bid with family members at Camp David over the weekend. News reports say that his family implored the president to continue his campaign and discussed whether top aides should be fired. That's not a good look.
No.
Biden's debate performance has prompted some to call on the president to step aside, and top Democratic lawmakers, however, are publicly rallying around the president. I said this last hour, man, you can't, if you're trying to really, like, you're in a tight political race and you have to establish some sort of solidity, you cannot have members of your own party publicly coming out and saying, hey, I don't even trust this guy to run the nation.
Especially 4 months before the election.
Yeah, the closer, yeah, if you honestly have any genuine concerns about getting Biden away from the presidential nomination, if you are at all concerned about that still, it's not going to get any better the longer you go on. You can't just ignore it and hope it's going to be okay. It's like the longer you wait until November, the worse this is going to be if you're going to try to grab a new candidate and promote him. So, yeah, just a very problematic situation there all around.
And the precedent was set back in 1968 with Johnson not accepting the nomination of the Democrats back then.
Right.
And a lot of younger people, of course, entered the race. And, in fact, a little historical note, brokered conventions were the mainstay of how the candidates were chosen in the 19th century, where, and going into the convention, there was no clear winner, and it was voting goes on in the convention, and that's how they ended up coming up with the candidate to run for president. But that was like in the 1890s.
Yeah, a bit before our time.
Yeah,
just a
little
tad.
Bit. Yeah. Well, Steve Bannon is now behind bars. The former Trump advisor reported to the Federal Correction Institute in Danbury, Connecticut.
Yeah, right. Connecticut. Yeah.
I looked at that word. Okay,
we'll
Connecticut,
get
folks. Basically, he's serving his 4 month sentence. He spoke outside before entering, saying he's proud to go to prison. He spoke as he entered the prison with Marjorie Taylor Green and a priest by his side.
If this is what it takes to stand up to Joe Biden, I'm proud to do it.
He was sentenced to prison for refusing to comply with the congressional subpoenas related to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The Danbury facility is a low-security prison for men and women with an adjacent minimum-security satellite camp.
And former President Trump has scored a partial victory in the Supreme Court over the question of immunity. The justices ruled 6-3 today that Trump has some immunity from prosecution and is shielded on some levels from criminal charges for acts that he took while in office. The decision means that Trump's election interference case will probably be delayed until after November while a lower court litigates the decision. This will not impact Trump's upcoming sentencing in his New York hush money case on July 11th. And there, the judge could sentence him to prison or home confinement, keeping him off of the campaign trail.
And so that is basically a week and a half away.
Yeah, that is a rapidly developing story there. Mm-hmm. You're not going to want to miss that. 6:15, our first quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, we saw just some typical evening traffic causing some backups, but I figured they would. would hopefully die down sooner rather than later. That appears to be the case now. We may have a little bit of congestion if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, but that is looking very minor at this point. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather is cooling down a bit. We expect some partly cloudy conditions tonight and humid, low about 79. Tomorrow, some sun, some clouds, and a chance of a shower. High about 90, not as hot as it's been. Right now, it's 94 in Pensacola, 93 in Gulf Breeze, and 96 in Milton. And that's the weather forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Getting into our local headlines here. Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins, he had previously put a controversial ordinance that would have taken an official stance on illegal immigration for the county and said that illegal immigrants were not welcome there. When presenting the idea, he claimed it was supported by Sheriff Bob Johnson. However, we are now learning that the sheriff, in fact, did not officially endorse the idea. Bob Johnson says that Calkins was incorrect in claiming he endorsed a proposed ordinance, and something that was this was disputed during the meeting by fellow Commissioner Colton Wright, who said he had also talked to the sheriff and was told that their office did not enforce federal immigration law.
And here's what the sheriff had to say about it.
I never said anything like that, even close to that. That was the only thing that I said to James Calkins.
Wow.
That I do support a closed border, which I do, and mm-hmm. I do support legal immigration. But we don't enforce immigration law, so you have nothing to do with that.
That was Sheriff Bob Johnson this morning.
Yeah, that's not a good look for Calkins. Not at all.
No. Well, there's new information today on the SWAT standoff on Highway 97 last night. The Escambia Sheriff's Office has identified the suspect as 48-year-old John Edward McDowell, who was wanted on several felony warrants out of Alabama. Deputies say they received a tip that McDowell was at the residence in Walnut Hill, and when they responded to the home, McDowell refused to leave the house. The SWAT team and the negotiators were called to the scene, and Highway 97 was closed for a time last night. Traffic was detoured to 99A, and deputies say McDowell ended up surrendering, though, after several hours of negotiation. He's now being held in the Escambia County Jail until authorities in Alabama take him into custody.
And Escambia County deputies investigating a shootout at the Dreamland Skate Center on Olive Road last night. A company representative says that the incident apparently happened during a 4-year-old's private birthday party.
Oh, no.
I don't know what a shooting would have to do with that. Investigators say that there was a dispute between the two people, and that's when there was shooting that took place at one another. Luckily, nobody was hurt, but there's no word on suspects. So if you have any information, you should contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office.
Well, Northwest Florida has roughly doubled the rate of drug overdose deaths compared to the rest of the state. Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins tells Channel 3 the first responders have been called over 1,700 overdose calls so far this year. He says the CORE, which is Coordinated Opioid Recovery Program, is a good first step to get help with addiction. Nurses will go to the patient and give them a dose of Suboxone, which is an opioid inhibitor and helps with the withdrawal symptoms. About 120 people have participated in the program so far.
And lastly here, Governor Ron DeSantis was in town at Pensacola State College today to award funds for workforce development and infrastructure improvements through the Florida Job Growth Grant Fund and the Defense Infrastructure Grant. Among others, awards were made to Pensacola State College. They were awarded $4.41 million to establish a new airframe and power plant mechanics program. Meanwhile, Santa Rosa County got a major grant of $500,000 for the Whiting Aviation Park.
And here's what Pensacola State College President Ed Meadows told News Radio earlier today.
The college received a governor's job growth grant that was slightly over $4.4 million to help fund the startup of our airframe and power plant aviation mechanics program that will be taught in a facility at the airport.
And that's good news for our area.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, that is fantastic news for PSC and, as you said, just this area in general. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break when we return, giving you some state and national headlines. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, INSEC offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. INSEC Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the INSEC family today online at INSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling, group, or child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Tomorrow night, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs, playing all types of music from the 50s through today. Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs is a fan-favorite, high-energy show packed full of sing-along favorites. Bands on the Beach, tomorrow night at 7.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. So there hasn't been much going on so far this hour. That's to be expected at this time each day. We did have a little bit of backups, just barely lingering on Navarre Parkway. That's if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but even that has appeared to have since cleared out. So if you're dealing with any issues on the roads, they hopefully should not be holding you up for too long. Steve, how about that weather, man?
It's getting cool, relatively speaking, that is.
Very important distinction.
Yeah, partly cloudy and humid tonight, down to about 79 degrees. Tomorrow, some sun, some clouds, and a chance of a shower. high about 90, not as hot as it was today. But right now, the temperatures are dropping a little bit. It's 93 in Pensacola, feels like 105. Gulf Breeze is a cool spot at 88 degrees. And Milton, of course, is the hottest spot around, 95 degrees, which feels like about 108. And that's the weather from News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Getting into some state headlines right before our last commercial break. We talked about Ron DeSantis being at Pensacola State College. And while he was in town, he basically joined the growing number of Democrats who have been questioning President Biden's fitness to run for president again. And he basically stopped just short of joining the call for President Biden to withdraw from the race. During an appearance, once again in Pensacola, DeSantis spoke of Biden's visible decline over just the past 5 years, and he called the thought of him not declining further over a potential second term a joke. DeSantis did not address Donald Trump's performance, of course, though critics of the former president say it contained a lot of factual inaccuracies.
Well, with all the eyes on Hurricane Beryl right now, relief is on the way for Floridians who need to protect their property from future storms. The My Safe Florida Home program is accepting new grant applications. This initiative will give eligible residents up to $10,000 to repair their roofs or put hurricane-safe doors and windows around their property. Governor Ron DeSantis says the improvements are designed to lower insurance premiums. Currently, applications are only available for low-income homeowners who are about 60 years old or older. Starting July 16th, the program will open to all low-income residents.
And Northeast Florida police looking for the suspects tied to a drive-by shooting. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says a man in his 30s was standing outside a Mixon town home on the city's west side when someone in a dark pickup truck started firing earlier this morning. The victim was hit in the chest and is currently in stable condition. Two other people were inside the home at the time of the incident, but luckily were not injured.
Oh, well, looks like a South Florida teenager is accused of killing her grandmother will remain behind bars. 14-year-old Sophia Koval stood in front of the Broward County judge earlier today as she faces a second-degree murder charge. Police say she attacked her 79-year-old grandmother at their Lauderdale Lakes home back in May. The teen's public defender says she will continue receiving medical care in order to fully evaluate her mental state. There's still no decision on whether Koval will face adult charges. Another hearing is scheduled later on this month.
And AAA, helping Floridians celebrate the 4th of July responsibility. The Auto Club will bring back its Tow-to-Go program later this week as a way to keep impaired drivers off the roadways.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely. The free service will allow people to dispatch a tow truck to their location and bring them to a safe spot within a 10-mile radius. It's available for everyone, regardless of if they are a member of the association. AAA says the program should be used as a backup plan, and it will run from 6 p.m. on Wednesday through 6 a.m. on July 8th. Steve, what's going on nationally?
Well, Democrats are hammering the Supreme Court over the decision to grant immunity to presidents for official acts, handing a win to Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, as she's known as, right, she says she's going to file impeachment articles against at least one justice on the high court, but did not specify which justice or how many she would target. She said the ruling represents an assault on American democracy, and that's in quotes. The decision could impact all of Trump's pending court cases.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer kind of joined her club there, also blasting the Supreme Court after the Trump immunity ruling. The Senate Majority Leader stated that the decision undermines SCOTUS's credibility and suggested that there's political influence in all courts today. He added that the MAGA judges, quote, enabled the former president to weaken our democracy by breaking the law.
And continuing further with the Supreme Court theme, it's pumping the brakes on state efforts to limit how social media companies moderate user content. The case involved Republican-backed laws in Florida and Texas challenging sites like Facebook and TikTok from blocking mostly political posts deemed objectionable. The two states argued this amounted to censorship and violated the Constitution's First Amendment against restrictions of speech. The big tech companies challenged the laws, and the justices unanimously ruled today the lower courts did not look at First Amendment issues and now must go back and relitigate that case.
And there's been a mistrial declared in the Massachusetts murder trial of Karen Reed. The jury sent a note again today to the judge saying they could not reach a unanimous verdict. Reed is accused of killing her Boston cop boyfriend John O'Keefe by backing into him with her SUV and leaving him in a snowstorm in Dedham back in 2022.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, the defense says she's being framed by corrupt cops. The judge ordered her lawyers back to court in the coming months as the prosecution weighs a mistrial.
And Hunter Biden is suing Fox News over a fictionalized miniseries focused on his foreign business dealings. His attorneys allege Fox targeted the president's son gun in an effort to harass, annoy, alarm, and humiliate him. They also allege Fox violated New York State's so-called revenge porn law by publishing intimate photos of Biden. And they basically aired the series, but later took it down following a threat of a lawsuit by Biden's attorneys.
So they took it down, but now we're still talking about
right,
it in a legal case.
And suing is going on.
Yes, very interesting.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Donald Trump is celebrating the Supreme Court's ruling in his immunity case today, which stipulated official acts as president are immune from prosecution. Fox's Brian Yenis has more.
The decision adding to the Trump campaign's momentum following President Biden's calamitous debate performance last week. A new poll conducted before the debate showed Trump ahead of Biden by 4 points in a head-to-head rematch in Battleground, Michigan.
Democrats and President Biden are hammering the ruling, saying it will give presidents carte blanche to commit crimes. A federal judge has blocked a Mississippi law requiring age verification for social media platforms.
The state attorney general argued that age verification could keep children from harm such as sex trafficking, sexual abuse, harassment, and other harmful conduct against children.
That's Fox's Lisa LaSera reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Starbucks baristas have begun to implement the Siren Craft system. That's a series of changes in how orders are processed and made. Starbucks says that in stores where the company has used the Siren Craft system to optimize their operations, it has seen an increase in peak throughput, which it estimates will boost same-store sales annually. Israel's competition authority says Bristol Myers Squibb has agreed to pay $2.7 million to settle a potential case over its blocking of a generic version for anti-cancer drug Imnovid. The antitrust agency says that Bristol and Neopharm Scientific, the Israeli distributor of Imnovid, declined a request by KS Kim International for drug samples to make a copycat version of Imnovid. U.S. stocks finished today's session largely higher. It was led by the NASDAQ Composite, which set a record up 146 points. Oil futures for August were $83.50. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find the store at metalsupermarkets.com. Klay Thompson's time with the Warriors is over. LeBron James is on the phone trying to land Klay, but the four-time champ plans to sign with the Dallas Mavericks. It's a good move for Klay, and going to Dallas puts him in a better position to win another championship, but now all eyes are on the Warriors to see how they'll put Steph in a position to win another title again before he calls it a career. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hobbies could be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money? Find out Wednesday at 10 as Emerald Coast Coins will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel. For years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 6:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. So looking around on the roads, it's been pretty smooth sailing, at least as of our last traffic update. That appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads at this moment, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. Steve, do we have just as good of news about the weather?
It's much better news than the traffic because it's getting cool now.
Ah, very nice.
Well, relatively speaking. Yeah. Low down to 79 tonight with partly cloudy skies and humid conditions. Tomorrow we'll see sunshine, some clouds, and a chance of a shower. High about 90, which is better than it's been for the last couple of days. That's relatively cool. Right now it's not cool. It's about 94 in Pensacola, 93 in Gulf Breeze, and 96 in Milton, which feels like 108. And that's the weather from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh my goodness, 108. That's just unforgivable. All right.
Yeah.
Getting into some sports headlines here.
Sweat City. I mean,
yes.
Really.
It's been a very busy sports slate today.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yes, mainly due to the NBA. We'll just kind of, you know, just hit you with some of the biggest bombshells here. So Paul George going to the Philadelphia 76ers on a 4-year deal.
How much money?
$212 million. So a pretty penny last I checked.
Definitely.
Relatively speaking, a lot of money. I will say, and I mentioned this earlier this evening, I think in both hours, this is, I think, the start of a drop for the Clippers. They have been, they're like the Baltimore Ravens of the NBA. They've got all this talent.
Yeah.
They are so good. Like, I don't know how this team can't win. And not only do they not win, they don't get close. Mm. And the Ravens are the same way in the NFL. They never really get close to even winning a title. So it's a bummer. The Clippers had their opportunity. They had Kawhi and Paul George in LA for a few years, and They missed their chance. Paul George is now going to Philly, and hopefully that'll, you know, have the Sixers, who are kind of the Eastern Conference's playoff chokers. Hopefully that'll have them giving Boston a run for their money. We also had the Clippers holding on to James Harden, so at least they have him. He's a Hall of Fame 2B talent.
How much do they pay him?
Just a 2-year deal worth $70 million.
Is that all?
Yeah. Is that all? Yeah. That's pocket change.
Yeah.
And then this one. Wow. This one was huge. Klay Thompson is officially leaving the Golden State Warriors. He's joining the Mavs on a 3-year, $50 million deal. If you have watched basketball in the last decade, you are very well aware of who Klay Thompson is. He's a future Hall of Famer, just like James Harden. However, Klay Thompson is officially one of not just the greatest shooters ever, but he was one of the big three that was the core of that Golden State dynasty that I would say went from 2015 to 2022.
Yeah.
He joined Steph Curry, of course, and Draymond Green. And now, I mean, he's been with Golden State his entire career up to this point, and now he is on the move. I mean, hey, Dallas just made a finals, so who knows? He may have another ring in his future, but my goodness, just confirming that those Golden State days that we remember not very fondly are gone. And then we've got the Magic signing Denver's Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 3 years, $66 million. The Celtics signing Derek White to a four-year, $126 million extension, and then offering an extension to Jason Tatum, 5 years, $314
million. Whoa.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And then the last one here, Chris Paul. He will be spending his 20th season with the San Antonio Spurs. He signed a one-year deal worth over $11 million just hours after being waived by Golden State. With the signing, his streak of only playing for Western Conference teams is still alive. We thought it was going to be hijacked a little bit or sabotaged when he was traded to Washington a little while back, but he never played for him. He went to Golden State. So, I mean, if he plays for San Antonio, that will officially be another Western team to put under his belt. But we've also had a couple of big headlines in the NHL with some of these offseason moves. Steve, what's that looking like?
Well, the Toronto Maple Leafs have agreed to a six-year deal with defenseman Chris Tanev worth $4.5 million annually. That's not a lot of money compared to what they're getting in the NBA. Tanev played for the Dallas Stars last season before having his rights traded to Toronto on Saturday. His signing is seen as a promising move by the Leafs, who have not won a Stanley Cup since way back in 1967.
Yeah, I mean, I made the conscious decision to put that little tidbit at the end there on our script, because that's just, that will never cease to amaze me. But also, this is supposed to be a big deal for them. And I want to say, I can't remember, I'm a casual hockey fan to the fullest extent. Not only that, but my memory's kind of shoddy at times. I want to say the Maple Leafs did just make the playoffs, but they may have gotten like first rounded or something. Either way, they're a decent team right now, if memory serves me. But yeah, they have not gotten over the hump in decades. So who knows? Maybe Tanev's the difference maker.
We shall see.
Yeah, that we shall see indeed. And there's, you know, that's a great move and all, but it's nothing compared to what Nashville's been doing.
What are they doing?
They have just gone nuts, and they are going from one team to another, just handpicking all these stars. They grabbed Steven Stamkos from Tampa Bay, Jonathan Marchessault from Vegas, and Brady Skjei from Carolina. So they're just going around and grabbing all kinds of vets there.
Sounds like they're building.
Yeah, I want to say Stamkos, he has spent his entire career in Tampa Bay. I could be wrong. He's been playing for years, especially. So they've gotten some veteran talent to add to their arsenal there. And then we got in tennis. We had, you know, the first round of Wimbledon getting underway. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz won his first round matchup earlier today. And on the women's side, we had American Coco Gauff. She's the two seed. She beat fellow American Caroline Dulhide today. We saw that earlier this afternoon. So obviously, congrats to her.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, how about you take us into health, business, and science notes? We've got construction spending falling slightly. Is that correct?
That's right. New government figures show total spending on construction dipped about 0.1% to an annual rate of just over $2 trillion in May. The decline surprised industry experts, who were expecting a slight increase, not a decrease. Private residential construction fell about 0.2% as builders scaled back projects nationwide as interest rates are still remaining high.
And we've got millions of Americans traveling ahead of the 4th of July holiday. The TSA says that it expects to screen over 30 million passengers through Monday, July 8th. AAA predicts that a record 60 million people will be traveling by car over the holidays. That's nearly 3 million more than last year. And I got to tell you, Steve, I'm reading the story. I'm looking at the time and I'm thinking, man, what a perfect segue to some traffic and weather. Looking at our map here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing hour, as it's supposed to be. There doesn't appear to be too much going on at this moment either. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, hopefully they should be out of your hair soon enough. Steve, how's that weather?
What hair?
Well, my hair.
Are you implying?
Yeah, I'll say my hair.
Okay, because I'm rather sparse with the hair on top of my head. Well, looks like it's going to be not as warm tomorrow as it has been for the last couple of days. Tonight, down there, about 79 degrees, partly cloudy and humid. Tomorrow, some sun, some clouds. clouds, chance of a shower, high only 90. Right now, it is still kind of warm, though, 94 degrees in Pensacola, 93 in Gulf Breeze, and 95 in Milton. Yeah, it's dropped a degree. And that's the weather from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't beat yourself up over it, Steve. You know, I mean, I can't grow much facial hair. You've got a full beard over there. So,
well,
you know,
that's the compensate.
If we combine our forces, we create one average man. That's pretty wholesome.
I'm glad to be called average.
Yeah. Well, actually, I called us below average because we combined to form an average guy.
Oh, I see how that works.
Yeah, it was even more deprecating for us. One Blood is currently in urgent need of donors. The organization posted on X earlier today asking people of all blood types to donate at their local 4th of July festival this week. People who contribute at their local One Blood Center or on the Big Red Bus will receive a limited edition shirt, a $20 gift card, and a free wellness checkup. The nonprofit says that there is an increased need for O negative and O positive blood. One Blood serves hospitals in Florida, North Carolina, and most of the southeastern United States.
And
Steve,
I'm going to line up and give blood.
I was about to say, you are a blood giver, correct? Or blood donor.
Yeah, it's needed, yeah.
Very much so.
I'm going to say to you, try it again. I realize you did it with, like, when you were 17, you said earlier.
Yes, I think I was around
17. It was not a good experience.
No. Well, I mean, hold on. It wasn't a bad experience. Yeah. It was just an average blood-giving experience.
Yeah.
It just made me uneasy. I don't even know I can't even remember what type of blood I have. What's the most common?
I think it's O positive. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, golly. So
somebody look it up on Google. Right.
I am right. If it's O positive and that's what I have, I am right in the demographic that they need. Golly, the guilt tripping that I'm being put on the spot here on air is... The peer pressure is insane. A lot of bars in California are now required to offer drug tests for drinks.
Oh, yeah?
The kits detect date rape drugs. You've probably heard of that. It's like, it's roofies, basically.
Yeah.
GHB and ketamine. Many patrons have welcomed this protocol, of course, with some even performing the practice for free. They come in various forms. That includes strips, stickers, straws. Californians will be able to find them in establishments with a full bar, with the law going into effect today. So, of course, this is particular to California currently, but especially with California's influence and with this obviously being a problem beyond just California, I don't doubt for a moment that this could become an increasingly common thing in some more prominent bars around the country.
And women who are people who like to go out at night are probably applauding that decision now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, because I wish it wasn't necessary, but reality, it is.
Well, it's kind of like saying, I wish the police weren't necessary, but they are really necessary.
There you go.
Yeah, well, the merger between Texas-based Six Flags and Ohio-based Cedar Fair is expected to be finalized today. That new company will be called Six Flags Entertainment Corporation and will have an estimated value of $8 billion. Cedar Fair says many of its operations at its headquarters in Sandusky, Ohio, will remain, while the new operation site of the company will be based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Six Flags is then expected to close its Texas headquarters.
So yeah, quite a.
It's kind of a merger that benefits people who love amusement parks.
Yeah, I'm not an amusement parks guy either.
I love those roller coasters at Cedar Point Ohio. And I think they have the best in the world, and it's going to be a good acquisition for Six Flags.
Yeah, you know, Joe always gives me a hard time. I'm sure I'll be able to look forward to this starting tomorrow. But Joe always gives me a hard time for not, you know, really being like into stuff or not doing a lot of stuff. And I got to tell you, we've learned in the last 3 minutes that I don't give blood. We learned that earlier.
Right.
But we also learned that I'm not a roller coaster guy just now. So
what do you do for fun?
I sit around. I'm like, if I could have a shell on my back, I would. I'm one of those lizards in the desert you see on like a heat rock or something. But nonetheless, a great merger there, for Six Flags and Cedar Fair. We'll take a quick break. It's just about 6:49 now. When we return, one last rundown of our pop culture notes, followed by some wacky stories, good news, and of course, another quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this. The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the debate between Biden and Trump and who lied more, who was cognitively fit, who was better at golf, you know, all the things. Also got our monthly update from Ryan Jenkins about farming in North Santa Rosa County. And Sheriff Bob Johnson settled the question of who lied when it came to James Hawkins and Colton Wright's disagreement over whether he endorsed that ridiculous, silly immigration proposal from last week. You can listen for yourself on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about, not just about. It is 6:52 here. I don't know why. I'm always in the habit of saying just about, almost. I'm always in the habit of saying
In 10 seconds it'll be 6:53.
Yeah, so just about 6:53. Thank you. Estimation is one of my weakest suits. But yes, just about 6:53 here. So we'll get into our pop culture notes here. Just a couple before we get our last quick check of the roads and weather. Inside Out 2 is staying at the top of a loaded box office slate. The Pixar sequel earned $57.4 million this weekend and is set to become the first film to cross the $1 billion mark this year.
Wow.
Second place goes to A Quiet Place Day One, which is expected to bring in $53 million. Kevin Costner's Horizon and American Saga Chapter One off to a quieter start, but the epic-length Western will take bronze with $11 million. And then is Bad Boys Ride or Die in fourth place, looking to add $10.3 million, with the Indian Telugu language film Kalki 2898 AD. Hope I'm saying that right. That finished fifth with $5.4 million.
Well, a judge is rejecting Alec Baldwin's latest attempt to have the involuntary manslaughter charges against him dismissed. The award-winning actor was involved in the accidental shooting, if you remember, of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on a movie set in New Mexico way back in 2021. He recently asked the judge to throw out that case after the gun that killed Hutchins was damaged during forensic testing. Friday, the judge refused to dismiss the case, paving the way for jury selection so the trial can begin in July.
Yeah, that's, you mentioned it last hour, Steve, but man, that story has been going on for quite some time now.
Yeah.
And it sounds like we're just getting started. All right, now it's just about 6:55. We can get one last quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Let's see. Very happy to report that it's a pretty anticlimactic traffic update. There's not a lot going on. That's been the case all this hour. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads as you're trying to get home this evening, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. along. Steve, how's that weather?
In the weather, it's cooling down a bit. That heat advisory, of course, will end in about 6 minutes. Tonight, partly cloudy and humid, just about 79. Some sun and some clouds and a chance of a shower tomorrow, just about 90. Right now, it's cooling down. 91 in Pensacola, only feels like 102. 88 in Gulf Breeze, and that makes it feel like 93. 95, still the hot spot in Milton. That feels like 108. And that's the weather from News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, man. 108, huh? Yeah. I mean, as I said, I'm a Santa Rosa County resident. Wow. Just knowing that I have that in my future, and it's just the first day of July.
Could you imagine, because you're too young to remember the world without air conditioning.
Yes, I am. I am too young to remember that. Thank goodness.
Yeah, well, I grew up in an era when... only the movie theaters had air conditioning, and you just basically dealt with it with fans with summer. And, of course, now it's universal, which is a good thing.
Yes. I mean,
yeah, especially here in Florida.
That and 24-hour television are two things that I do not take for – I try not to take for granted. Because, obviously, you know – television, my parents grew up in this era. It used to be a time where at midnight it would go off.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds like a nightmare. Anyway.
I grew up in an era. Well, of course, I'm old, but I remember radio shows going to TV.
Yeah,
was a new thing, and we still had radio shows. And then, of course.
You remember a time when TV wasn't a thing.
Yes. We used to watch TV by candlelight, you know, because we didn't have electricity. No. Used to walk backwards in the snow to school both ways.
Yeah, but even my.
When I was young.
Even my parents talk about how bad they had it, whether it be in that regard or electronics or anything else. Let's see. Justin Timberlake, we wanted to kind of ease up on him because it's not that big of a deal anymore regarding his DWI. But, hey, even he himself is poking fun at it at this point.
That's good.
Yeah. At TD Garden during his Saturday stop in Boston as part of his Forget Tomorrow World Tour, he said, "Is there anyone here tonight that's driving?" And he paused and said, "I'm just kidding." And, of course, the crowd laughed and cheered. So, I mean, you know, as you said, it's good that he has a sense of humor about it.
Right. He was arrested nearly 2 weeks ago, if you remember, for allegedly driving while intoxicated and running that stop sign in New York.
We have not been allowed to forget. No. Yes, I do remember.
And it looks like Tom Petty's estate is signing a deal to distribute the late singer's music catalog. He recorded more than 13 studio albums with the Heartbreakers and 3 solo albums over the 40-year career that he had. The Petty estate says in a statement that the deal with Warner Chappelle Music will open the door to new licensing opportunities. And he does have one heck of a catalog of tunes.
Oh, absolutely. I think I was listening to Tom Petty. I think it was just last night. So, there's a few of his songs that I really like. All righty, getting on to some wacky and weird headlines here. Look, you know, I obviously frown upon crime, of course, but I can at least respect it if it's well done. And that's just not what we have here. A man from Southern California will spend more than 8 years in prison for sending meth to Nebraska through the mail.
Oh, boy.
Jose de Jesus Hernandez Castellanos was sentenced earlier this week for distributing more than 500 grams of methamphetamine.
In the mail.
Yes. A DEA agent went undercover to investigate a group of people suspected of mailing the meth to Omaha. The agent ordered a pound of the drug and received almost 2 pounds in the mail. So this guy's not even good at measurements.
He got a bonus.
he received almost 2 pounds in the mail on back in July of 2022. Once Castellanos' prison sentence is complete, he'll have a 5-year supervised release.
I bet he won't do that again.
I mean, what a fool. I would not give the incriminating evidence against me to the Postal Service and just, let's hope, fingers crossed, nothing happens. No way.
Put this package in the mail and hope it doesn't get lost.
Yeah, and hope it doesn't get traced back to me. Like, that's ridiculous.
Looks like more than $1 million worth of collectible stamps were seized by federal agents in Seattle during a fraud investigation. Federal prosecutors say suspects impersonated government agents and targeted elderly and vulnerable people. They claim their bank accounts were breached and they needed to send money to protect it. The money was used to buy collectible stamps from an auction house, and there were 28 victims in Washington and across the country. Investigators traced more than $1 million to the various victims, and they're working to return the money.
And a quick good news story here. 16-year-old Quincy Wilson has been selected to be part of the U.S. men's 4x400 Olympic relay team in Paris.
Yay!
He will become the youngest American male track athlete to make the Olympics. And he, of course, celebrated this with a social media post captioned, quote,
We're going to the Olympics!
Yes. Yeah. Alrighty, that just about wraps up our Monday edition here. Steve, thanks again so much for being here for the last week.
Anytime.
Picking up where Joe had left off, so that's pretty awesome there. And Joe, speaking of which, we'll return tomorrow, as we've said.
Yay!
Yes, and we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world on Tuesday. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Good night, everybody.
Good night.